In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, did you ever get to thinking, I'm the best? There's nobody that does things quite as well as I do them. Well, once upon a time, there was a saint, and he was the saint who was one of the first ones to be a monk. Who knows what a monk is? A monk is someone who goes away to serve God, sometimes all by himself. That's called being a hermit in the desert. And he just prays and works all day long and never says peep to anybody else. And then sometimes he goes to what's called a monastery, and he lives with other monks to serve our Lord there. And he follows a rule, and he follows sort of a schedule, a bit as we do here at the school. And he says lots of prayers and works very hard all day long because he wants to dedicate his whole life to God. Well, the first one who was ever a monk in a monastery and had lots of followers, we have his feast day next week, and his name is Saint Anthony of Egypt. And one day, well, the devil was always tempting him. Do you ever get tempted by the devil? The devil tells you, you should disobey. You should push that girl. You should steal this thing. Well, those are temptations, aren't they? We have to always say no to temptations. Well, one day the devil, who was always tempting St. Anthony, tempted him to think that he was the best and the only one. And the very first, think up the whole idea of having monks who would serve God all the time. Well, it was just a temptation to be proud. So our Lord said, my son, don't think that way. Don't think you're so much better than everybody else. There's already someone else who's serving me. You go pay him a visit in the desert. So off he went to the desert in Egypt to find the other monk. And his name was St. Paul, the first hermit. On the way going there, he ran into some mythical creatures, including a centaur who was half a man and half a horse. St. Jerome writes that. It's an interesting story, but we mustn't get distracted. Well, he knocks at the door of St. Paul, and they know each other right away. So St. Paul, from the door on the other side, crawls out, oh, is that St. Anthony? And St. Anthony says, is that you, St. Paul? And they introduce themselves to each other, and they have a nice, long, holy talk. They talk about holy things all day, and they pray together. And then he realizes, St. Anthony does, well, he wasn't the only one after all. Here's St. Paul, and he's actually a very holy monk too. Well, time comes for dinner. They never had lunch back then. They just had dinner at night. And they see a black bird, a raven, like the one that's over the crib there, a black bird, and that black bird flies in with lunch for them, and it's a loaf of bread. Usually he came every day with half a loaf of bread for St. Paul, but since he had a guest that day, God doubled the amount of food that he sent. And so they said their grace and they had their meal together. And then eventually St. Paul said to St. Anthony, you better go back to town and get that robe that St. Athanasius, who was another great saint, gave me, because I'd like to be buried in that. Would you mind fetching that for me? And while he was gone, our saint today, St. Paul, the first monk of all, the first hermit, he died. When St. Anthony came back, he found our saint had already died, and he was still kneeling like this with his hands folded. And then St. Anthony thought, well, how will I be able to bury him? Because here we are alone in the desert, and they don't have any undertakers or cemeteries or backhoes or anything. Well, at that point, very conveniently, God always takes care of us, children. There were two lions that came out, but not fiercely, but they were just kind of like creeping from the desert, two lions, and the lions started to dig a hole, a grave, with their paws. And pretty soon they had a nice grave, and St. Anthony could stay and sing all the prayers, and he had a little funeral for St. Paul, so he had somebody to bury him. So that's the story of St. Paul. He started serving God in the desert when he was 14 years old. And our Lord took care of him, and he took care of serving God. So if ever you're tempted to think that you're the best or you're the only one, don't. Now, our other saint today, he was a monk too, but he was more your age. I think he was maybe about 12 or 14, when this famous story happened to him. He was at a school that St. Benedict had for boys from Rome, and it was a monastery school, and his friend, St. Placid, was sent to get some water from the lake, and he lost his footing, and he fell in. He didn't know how to swim, and he was drowning. St. Benedict saw this, so he said to St. Maurus, that's today's saint, he said, Maurus, hurry up, run down to the lake and save Placid, he's drowning. Well, he was very obedient. He didn't wait. He wasn't proud. He didn't think, well, I don't have to do this. No, he just did what he was told right away. And because he was obedient right away, he actually walked over the water like our Lord did. And he reached down and he pulled out that poor boy. He was about 5 or 6, I think, he was very young. Pulled him out of the water and saved him from drowning. Why? St. Benedict said, that's because you were obedient. Being obedient, children, is the opposite of being proud and thinking you're better than everybody else. But he had to do it right away. And sometimes, doesn't it seem that we need God's help right away? Well, if we do, we should pray to our Blessed Mother especially. Today is her feast day, too, and it's under the title of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, which means Our Lady helping us right away. Sometimes it seems like you couldn't even wait. You would need assistance immediately. Our Lady does that. And today's in the Sunday Gospel that's coming up, this coming Sunday, it's a story about not enough wine for everybody at the party, at the wedding feast, and Our Lady gets our Lord to work a miracle right away, and she always does that. So if you're in a pinch and you need God's help right away, ask the Blessed Mother. Why? Our Lord always obeys what his mother says to do, still today, and he always obeys his mother, as good children do, right away. So there's our lessons. It's all about being humble and about being obedient. And if we are, wonderful things happen, children, as a result of it. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.